Coast Radio News for Thursday, June 25th, 2020. I'm George Henry. As businesses try to find their new normal in the era of COVID-19, one local business that will be reopening has seen a silver lining in the clouds. Michael Falter with City Lights Cinemas has been struggling with the idea of opening in the current situation, but says that he knew that not opening might mean that Florence will never have a local cinema. Falter said that when he walked back into the building, he looked at what was necessary under the guidelines to reopen and then, with the help of a few others, got to work.
At first it was like, okay, here's what we got to do because these are the guidelines. But then pretty soon I was like, this is what we're going to do because this is going to be a much more comfortable space.
He says they got busy removing rows of seating and placing tables where the empty spaces were and began to wonder why he didn't do this when the theater first opened. The facility is being completely remodeled to work with the state requirements, including the ticket and concession area. He says they are also looking for a new food truck to provide meals for moviegoers. City Light Cinemas will be reopening on July 10th. Michael Falter discusses the theater, the movie industry, and the delay of a blockbuster summer on next week's Our Town. Controversy over a Lincoln County stipulation in their new mask-wearing requirements has once again brought the Oregon coast national attention. This week, under Governor Kate Brown edict, the county will be requiring all individuals to wear masks when in public places that cannot provide social distancing and all indoor businesses. But out of a concern for the potential of racial profiling, the county had exempted people of color from wearing masks. This garnered the attention of all the major news outlets, with some posing the question that not including them in the edict can also be racial profiling, as well as a major health issue. Lincoln County, according to the last census, is more than 80% white. After severe backlash from the initial regulation, Lincoln County officials removed the exemption. Three new deaths and 171 new coronavirus cases were added to yesterday's total, bringing the death toll to 195 in the state and confirmed cases to 7,444. Lane County was absent on the list of new cases, with the majority of cases being attributed to Multnomah, Washington, and Umatilla, making up more than 100 of the new cases. The three new deaths are a Lincoln County man in his 60s that reportedly did not have any underlying health conditions, a 78-year-old Clackamas County man, and an 87-year-old Marion County woman, both with underlying health conditions. Lane County has tested over 20,000 residents. Testing is expected to ramp up significantly with the offering of free testing in the county that began yesterday and will be available in the Siuslaw region on Saturday at Mapleton Food Share and next Wednesday at the Florence Food Share. New Oregon Department of Education guidelines were released yesterday that will affect how the new school year will go. The new rules include public health protocols, distance learning requirements, facility and school operations, and transportation, just to name a few topics. Superintendent Annie Grez-Kowiak will be on Our Town Wednesday to lay out the new operation blueprint called Ready Schools, Safe Learners. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, June 25th, 2020.